I'm Ukrainian heritage, and we've often had a lot of group gatherings and special occasions, and my parents always made a point to have healthy, sustainable meals, so they were always looking into new recipes and I guess kind of pushing boundaries of children to get their eating habits up, and having local, you know, fresh produce always readily available and in abundance, we never really had a bad meal.
You went east to get your education. What made you go to Prince Edward Island? Was it the reputation of the school out there? Or?
Yeah, so that was part of it. Holland College at the time was rated number one in the country for culinary arts. I also was awarded a scholarship that's called the President's Award, so it was the equivalent of my first year tuition. And I decided that that would probably be the best fit for me, and that, I haven't actually spent any time with that in the East Coast at that time, and I thought that was also a really cool opportunity in itself.
I'm sure you learned a little bit about seafood out there?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for, you know, not having an ocean close by, it was something that I haven't really had any experience cooking before, and I had a really good opportunity to cook, you know, numerous amounts of seafood, fresh from the boat and whatnot.
So you came back to Saskatoon. You worked at Aiden Kitchen and Bar. Age 26, 3 years ago, you decided that you wanted to go into your own business, and you found a location very close to Nipawin. Tell us about what you ended up buying and what type of restaurant you have.
I ended up buying a farm just 2 kilometers east of Nipawin. It used to be an old grain farm, and before that, a dairy farm. We essentially built the restaurant on what was the grain yard of the farm, the farmer previous. And then they had a large area of grassland, which I guess was pasture in the years before, which we broke and started a 4-acre garden. So we were able to build, and then we created a restaurant that we kind of, like, I guess for us, we would say upscale comfort food. We do at times get called fine dining by locals and whatnot, but I would say that we're more of just an upscale comfort restaurant. We use lots of global influences and try to, you know, take different countries' food influences on our dishes, but utilizing things that we can either grow on property. We also use a lot of local suppliers, especially with a lot of the meat that we choose to use.
So you buy your meat from local farmers, and you grow the vegetables and fruit right on your property. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we grow an abundance of vegetables. I mean, most things that you'll find at any kind of farmer's market and whatnot, we do grow some specialty things as well. Often the specialty things are more for the restaurant than for the marketplace. It allows us an opportunity to have something a little bit different, special, or unique to the area when it comes to new menus and whatnot. Our orchard is very young, so I mean, we haven't been able to get a whole lot of fruit as of yet. However, my grandparents' fruit and vegetable farm is, well, they've been in the business for 25 years, so they're very well established. We've been really fortunate to have them close to the area. We're, you know, we're only about 8 miles spread, so we do source the majority of our fruit from them until our trees and things are ready to be harvested and are of an age that will produce. So we have large abundance, and we've had really good crops the last few years. I mean, I know that we're experiencing some drought right now, and there's been a lot of things affected, but we've been on top of it with laboring, with lots of watering, whatnot, and we're still turning out a pretty good crop so far.
Now, your restaurant, it's 75 seat, and one of the interesting things I hear about it is that guests can watch your employees working in the kitchen. Why did you decide to do that?
It's just more of a newer way of offering services. I think that I just really wanted to show people that there was more going on than just, you know, things in the fryer, and show that, you know, that, yeah, we're going to be charging maybe a little bit more than what the average restaurant is for the area, because we're kind of more of a, you know, city-like dining in the prairies kind of place. And I really just want to showcase that there's some talent back here, and that we're not just cooking with a fryer, and we're actually doing some actual cooking back here. And it is a bonus for me as well. I mean, We get to keep an eye on tables from afar, and I think it really helps with our service that we can in the kitchen even spot if somebody might be unhappy, or maybe someone's low on something, or they're looking around the room looking for something. For me, I spent a lot of my life cooking and being in kind of a closed area, and I kind of said to my family, so if we build this restaurant, I want many windows and some views and whatnot. I just don't want to feel closed in anymore.
Now, what type of customer base do you have? Is it a lot of tourists, or do you get local people, or is it a mix of both?
It's a mix of both. We definitely have some local traffic and really strong followers in that. But for me, I wouldn't say local. It's just Nipawin or Kate River. We have a large local following in Prince Albert, Saskatoon, Milford, Regina. Our area, though, in general, it's well known for its fishing with Tobin Lake. And then we have two really beautiful golf courses. And we find a lot of travelers as well. We have a very good local support, but we also have a really good tourism support. And the tourism support is always growing. We find that more and more we're sought out to find, and that people have heard about us and are making a point to come to the area and try it out. So it's always getting better and better.
Now, what type of hours do you have?
We're open for a marketplace Tuesday to Sunday from 11:30 until close, we call it. So on Tuesdays, that's 5, but then we don't close until usually about 10:30, depending on how long the restaurant will run. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, we offer lunch from 11:30 till 2 o'clock. And then from Wednesdays to Sunday, we're open from 5 o'clock to close and close yet again. It's about 10:30, just depending on when our last reservations are and how long, guests intend on staying, I guess.
The marketplace, now that is where you buy vegetables. Is that all that you buy there, or what's sold at the marketplace?
At the marketplace, we do the fresh produce, for sure, fruits and veggies. We also have a large selection of preserves. We do lots of canning, so different jams, jellies, relishes, pickles, anything seasonal. So whatever we have growing in the garden, of excess, then if we have the time, we'll do, different kinds of them, depending on the season. We have a large freezer section area where we make homemade pierogies and cowgirls, kind of fit with my Ukrainian traditions. We also make lots of fresh fruit, unbaked pies, so that people can, if they want a quick dessert, just pull out of the freezer, bake it for an hour, and you've got a fresh pie. Some of my other chefs are from India and Nepal, so I have the capability, or we have the ability to make some really good curries and whatnot, and so we try to showcase their ethnicities a little bit as well, and give them a bit of a section. So we allow people the opportunity to have butter chicken and tikka masala, chana, right? Any kind of Indian affair as well. We're finding more and more that there's more people from different country regions coming to Nipawin all the time. So we're allowing, some maybe familiar food for other people as well.